The Hong Kong protests have entered their 12th week, and the financial toll they have taken on the region is becoming apparent. Insurance companies have begun limiting their travel insurance for people visiting the region as a result of the protests turned riots. Jody Bird manages Choice Magazine's money and travel team and outlined who has been affected by the insurance company's policy changes.
So your travel insurance for there will cover you to travel to Hong Kong. If you bought it a few months ago, that will be fine. Generally, a lot of insurers cut off cover from around the 6th of August.
Several insurance companies have restricted their travel insurance to Hong Kong around early August. One Cover was the first to provide a cut-off date to be covered for claims related to the Hong Kong protests at 9 a.m. on the 6th of August, while Cover More, Allianz, Travel Insurance Direct and World Nomads followed with a cut-off time of midnight on the 7th of August. The remaining insurance providers followed suit later that week. Mr. Bird explained why that time was selected to cut off coverage for claims related to the protests.
Travel insurers have cut off cover from the 6th of August. They've cut off cover for claims that are related to the Hong Kong protests. So you can still travel to Hong Kong, but if you have a claim as a result of the protest, you won't be covered. The reason why the travel insurers cut off cover for the Hong Kong protests is because it's become a known event, essentially, and they don't cover for events that are already known. So if, for example, you can see an event like it, you can see the protests on the television, then it's too late for you to buy travel insurance to cover you for that event.
He also clarified how people travelling to Hong Kong will be covered under travel insurance.
So you can buy travel insurance to go to Hong Kong, but it won't cover you for claims that are resulted because of the protest. So definitely if you're involved in the protests at all, you won't be covered. But if, for example, the protesters do a sit-in at Hong Kong airport and your flight is delayed or cancelled because of that, you won't be covered if you bought your policy after the cut-off date.
China has begun mobilising troops into Hong Kong, and the local police have taken to the streets to limit the demonstrations. There is concern that an increased military presence could change the situation in Hong Kong and could affect how people in the region are covered under travel insurance.
Things can change in terms of travel insurance cover if the situation in Hong Kong changes or gets worse. So, for example, at the moment the protests in Hong Kong are classed as what they call civil unrest in travel insurance terms. But if the Chinese military intervenes, then a lot of travel insurers might start to exclude cover, even if you bought your policy before the cut-off date around early August. And the reason for that is that a lot of travel insurers exclude cover for military intervention.
But it will be impossible for some people to delay their plans to visit the region, whether it is for business purposes or to attend an event organised prior to the demonstrations. Mr. Bird explains what people can do if they still need to fly to Hong Kong.
So if you're planning to go to Hong Kong right now, you're probably the best bet is to actually, if you're buying a flight, get a flight that is able to be cancelled. So, you know, some flights you can pay a bit extra for your ticket so you can cancel it if there's a problem. Because if you have to need to cancel it because there's a problem because of the Hong Kong protests, then your travel insurance won't cover you for that. Otherwise, you can still get travel insurance. You'll be covered for things like if you, say, trip on the pavement and fall over, then you'll be covered for that. If you have a laptop stolen, you'll be covered for that, just as long as your claim isn't related to the protests themselves.